The UN is prompting investigation in Syria, but will it change anything? For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. If you've seen the social media blasts about needed support in Aleppo, Syria, we've got a way you can support physical and spiritual aid coming up. And stay tuned for part three of Jonathan's story with Set Free Ministries. It's the Great Commission behind the news of today. On Mission Network News, last week the UN voted to create a team to collect data on humanitarian crimes in Syria. But will an investigation prompt effective action? Meanwhile, people keep dying in Aleppo from government airstrikes and rebel fighting. You may have seen social media posts calling for donations for relief and evacuations there. But Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says not many people know there's a thriving ministry of Syrian Christians in Aleppo who also need support.
There are people who are Christians that could get out, but they want to stay there because they see this as their mission field, and they see this as an opportunity to reach out to those who are suffering. And we're never going to know until eternity just the result of what their ministry has been.
The Syrian people need aid, yes, but their hearts also need Christ.
When there is nothing to fill their stomachs, till they can have their hearts filled. And ultimately, that's what people need, is having their hearts filled and having a hope in Jesus Christ. If people are interested, we will be sending their funds on to Aleppo, and those people there reaching out with the gospel and with physical help. And they can contact us through our website, which is www.christianaid.org. Just list there that they're interested in contributing to help the suffering in Aleppo.
Today we're finishing Jonathan's story. He recently went through a Set Free Ministries appointment to address his addiction to drugs and is now rededicating his life to Christ. He hopes that by sharing his story, he can help someone else. Set Free helped him see how his addiction was founded on a painful past with an inability to forgive those who'd hurt him. Pete Knorr of Set Free Ministries says that's not unusual.
Probably that's the most important step for a lot, I would say most, of individuals who are struggling with various issues. It's forgiveness. It's finding out who in their life has hurt them, how it made them feel, and then basically making the choice to forgive and giving it to God.
Well, what about you? Have you been searching for something to fill emptiness in your heart? Or something to numb your own hurt? Jonathan has this to say.
If you're trying to fill that void, you have nothing to lose. So give Christ a chance, because he's not going to let you down. Everything else that you could possibly think that you will find that will fill that void, it will fail you every time. But the one thing that won't is the Lord. Jesus Christ will never fail you.
You can get connected to Set Free through missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. And finally, child survival is at the heart of what the Center for High Impact Philanthropy has named one of the top social impact programs for 2016. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry says their care group programs are literally saving lives.
We have begun to institute what are often called care groups or cascade groups. And so you work with the lead mother in communities, and then these mothers go out and form groups of anywhere from 5 to 10 other mothers.
The program equips mentors to teach about nutrition, disease prevention, and well baby care.
It significantly raises the child survival rate. I mean, we've had in some situations a decline of more than 30% in child mortality.
An added benefit is a reduction in domestic violence when mothers support each other. The program addresses families' physical and spiritual needs.
From our perspective, we're going to address the issues of biblical perspective, a biblical worldview of thinking about children and caregiving, and at the same time, very practical skills that will help nurture that child to a health.
Pray for both the families and the workers who provide support, and ask God to use this ministry to lead mothers, children, and families to Himself. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian Aid Mission is offering a gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. You can look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.